There are moments when it feels like you're walking this path alone, and you might wonder why things are so hard. If you've ever felt like you don't fit in, like no one really gets you, know this. You are exactly who you need to be. The reason you sometimes feel like you're on your own is because you're too real for people who aren't ready to handle your authenticity. You shine a light that some aren't comfortable with. You're not fake, and your true self can be intimidating to those who hide behind masks. In a world that often values appearance over substance, people who live by shallow standards might not understand you. They'll label you as different or odd because they can't relate to the realness you bring. But that's not your problem. That's their insecurity. When you embrace who you truly are, the right people will recognize your value. But don't waste your time trying to prove yourself to those who can't see it. Your journey isn't about fitting into someone else's idea of what's normal. You're walking a path that's meant for you alone, and that's a beautiful thing. Even when it feels like you're unsupported or isolated, remember, you're never really alone. Spiritually, you are always surrounded by love and guidance. As you continue to grow and evolve, those who can't keep up with your realness will naturally fall away. It's not a loss, it's a step toward your higher purpose. You don't need validation from others to know your worth. Trust that God has your back, and the right people will come into your life when the time is right. Keep shining, and don't worry about those who can't handle your light. They're just not ready for it. When you step into your true power, when you embrace who you are without holding back, you start to see things differently. The moment you own your confidence and live authentically, things around you begin to shift. People who are not meant to be in your life naturally start to fall away. It may feel tough at first, like you're losing things you thought you wanted. Friends, relationships, even jobs. But trust me, this is not a loss, it's a blessing in disguise. You're clearing out what doesn't serve you. By being true to yourself, you're making space for what's real and what will actually help you grow. Think about it. If you were given everything you've ever asked for, but surrounded by fake people who drain you, would it truly bring you peace? Of course not. God knows what's best for you, and sometimes that means removing people who would hold you back, even if it doesn't feel like it at the time. If you feel alone in this process, don't worry. You're never truly alone. You're just too authentic for those who can't understand your light. Those who are ready to walk with you will find their way into your life, but first, the fakes have to go. Remember, you've been chosen. You're not meant to blend in with the crowd. You've always been set apart because of the way you think, the way you believe, and the way you show up in the world. Keep being who you are, even when others don't understand. Your authenticity is your power. Some people use their zodiac signs as an excuse for their behavior and try to justify hurtful actions by blaming it on their astrological sign. But we all know deep down that we can control how we act. It's not about where you were born or what sign you have. It's about doing what's right. I'm not knocking anyone who believes in astrology, but when people hide behind their signs to avoid accountability, it's not okay. You are more than any label. Now let's get to the heart of this message. There's something powerful about the way you enter a room. You don't have to shout or act out to be noticed. Your presence alone commands respect. The way you carry yourself, your kindness, and the love you show to others, this is what speaks for you. You don't need to try hard. Just by being yourself, you shift the energy in any space you walk into. People feel your light, and it's impossible to ignore. This can make others uncomfortable, especially if they're living in a world of pretenses, trying to fit in or act fake. But you don't have to do that. Simply showing up as your authentic self creates an impact, and that's why respect follows you everywhere. Your presence matters, and even your absence is noticed. But here's the thing. Not everyone is going to be happy about your growth. As you start leveling up in life, some people will take it personally. They won't congratulate you or support you. They'll feel threatened because you're changing, and that makes them uncomfortable. But don't let that stop you. As someone who is meant for greatness, you are here to inspire others to level up too. Keep moving forward, no matter who tries to hold you back. When you enter someone's life, you're either bringing them up or showing them where they're falling short. People are meant to rise when they connect with you, but not everyone is ready to step into the light. Some are too wrapped up in their fake personas, trying to keep up with the wrong crowd. They stay stuck in a cycle of superficiality, hiding behind masks, draining themselves, trying to be something they're not. It's exhausting to pretend, yet they keep doing it. They talk behind each other's backs, pretending to be friends, while secretly plotting against each other. These are not real connections. These are fake relationships built on lies. And you won't be part of that. You're too genuine, too real for those kinds of people. God knows you deserve better, so he keeps you away from them. He allows you to have seasons where you may seem alone, but that's when you grow the most, when you rise above, and they can't stand it. The more you grow, the more their fake selves are exposed. Real friends, real love, and real people don't get mad when you decide to prioritize yourself. They don't get upset when you say, "I deserve better," or "I'm choosing to move forward." A real person would support that, but fake people will always take it personally. And that's when you cut through the grass and expose the snakes. Your presence forces others to face themselves. You hold up a mirror to their life and show them who they really are. They've been hiding behind facades for so long, thinking they have it all figured out. But your authenticity makes them confront their truth. You don't need all the flashy things to prove your worth. Just by being you, you make them face their own insecurities. That's what they can't handle, and that's what makes you so real to them. Why do we feel the need to show respect to negativity? Why give it to things that don't give you respect in return? The enemy, or whatever dark forces try to hold you down, never respected you. So why keep giving them power by being overly respectful to their presence in your life? You were meant to shine, meant to stand out. You've stayed quiet, you've endured for too long. But now it's time to speak up and move forward. You don't have to fight negativity head on. Instead, let your actions do the talking. Show love to yourself, take back your energy, and walk confidently in your own power. It's time to stop tolerating fake relationships. You're too real for those who live behind masks. These people are stuck in cycles of pretending to be something they're not, while you've stayed true to who you are. They might look at you and call you weird or fake, but that's only because they're not used to authenticity. They've spent too much time surrounded by pretenders, and your clarity makes them uncomfortable. But that's not your problem. God has placed you in their path to either be a lesson or a blessing, and you're exposing the truth with your presence. The truth always makes people uneasy. When you speak from the heart, it rattles those who aren't living authentically. It may not be obvious, but every time you express your truth, you push them to confront their own lies and facades. Some will run, some will resist, but real change happens when people face themselves. You don't need to explain or justify your journey. Keep growing, keep shining, and trust that those who truly belong in your life will respect you for the person you are. Stay focused on your path and know that your elevation is part of their awakening.